You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The prodigal son has returned.
You talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thanks for asking. I understand you had a little minor scare.
All right. So let me break it down for y'all. So last Sunday night, I had a headache. And I was not feeling well. I was a little tired because I had a long weekend. I coached football and I had DJed on Saturday night. So those are two symptoms of COVID. So I called Boss Man. I was
tired,
like,
tired is a symptom of COVID?
Fatigue.
Oh, okay.
So I called Boss Man. I was like, look, I broke it down for him. He was like, all right, just take tomorrow off or whatever. So the next day I was feeling good. I was feeling fine. But then the boss man was like, nah, dog, you got to go get you a COVID test. So I tried to get a COVID test at one of the nationally known pharmacies, but they were having issues on Wednesday, and I wasn't able to get it done. So I got in contact with a rapid test, and I got that done on Friday, and thank God it was negative. So
sure that?
Yes, I'm sure. I've been feeling great every single day ever since I had that headache.
Good. I'm trying to catch nothing from you.
And I don't want to give nothing to you.
U.S. surpassed 11 million coronavirus cases as of yesterday. More than 246,200 deaths in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University's count. Mayor Quentin Lucas is going to be making an announcement today. Folks are expecting it to be COVID-19 related. Of course, we talk with him every Monday on Mayor Lucas Monday. I'm hoping we can get a preview of what that announcement is. Make sure you stick with us. It's coming up at 7-Eleven.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
620 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Sunny skies. Right now, you're clear 43 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Last night, Demi Lovato hosted the 2020 People's Choice Awards, which aired on the network E! The stage was surrounded with hundreds of people on screens via a Zoom type format that stretched from the floor to the ceiling, which looked pretty dope on television. J-Lo was presented with the coveted Icon Award in a moving presentation that lasted nearly 13 minutes. The star was in tears as she acknowledged the award.
This year was the great leveler. It showed us what mattered, what didn't. And for me, reinforce what matters most. People, all of us, together, yeah. Helping each other, loving each other, being kind to each other, and the importance of that connection, that human touch. And I realize it's what I strive for in everything I do.
Just a touch of love. A little bit.
Tracee Ellis Ross took home the Fashion Icon Award.
Yes,
and Tyler Perry actually won the People's Champion Award. And of course, he gave a passionate speech meant to inspire the folk.
In this world, we're all digging wells. In our lives, we're digging wells. We're digging wells of relationships where we put all this time and effort and energy, and sometimes it doesn't give us what we need. We put all our time and effort and energy in our dreams and our business, and it doesn't give us what we need or what we were after. But if you just keep digging, my God, if you could just hear me right now, just keep digging. You may be 4 inches away from every gift and every blessing that you've ever wanted in your life. Had I given up when I was homeless, when I was sleeping in my car, when I was hungry, had I given up, these people that you see on this screen right now would not be a part of my dream. There are people who are tied into your dream and your destiny, and you are worthy of getting to your goal. Keep digging. Don't stop.
I saw that on a meme.
Hold on a second while I run through this brick wall.
Here you go.
I'm inspired. I'm right at my blessings, my money blessing. I lit the candle last night. My money blessing on the way.
Got my candles lit right now.
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams was hospitalized this weekend for an undisclosed reason.
There's been a lot of that going around.
She went to her Instagram account and said, "Thank you, everyone, for your well wishes. It's good to finally be home from the hospital. Hopefully, it's not anything too serious."
Not the scarlet letter.
Will Smith announced that the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion is going to land on HBO Max. Do you have that streaming service?
I don't.
I do, but I can't get it on my TV for some reason. I think I got like an older model, so it doesn't show up there, but I could watch the HBO Max on my phone. If you have HBO on your cable provider, then you do have it.
I was going to think about that. Like sometimes, because sometimes you'll have a channel or something, and then you'll have like this access online or something like that. So yeah, I do have HBO though.
But then you do. What you have to do is just download the app. I think you have a newer model TV. You can probably get it on your TV.
You be talking stuff about my TVs.
Well, it's too big for your living room.
There's no such thing, fam.
It overtakes the space. It's too small in there.
That's what I need. I need the TV to be as big as the wall. That's my goal.
The alcove that it's sitting in is bigger than the alcove. It's wider than the fireplace. It looks ridiculous.
It's actually not. I took your advice, actually, and I put it on top.
Oh, you got it mounted.
No. I didn't even have to do that. I could just put it on top. It just sits there. But I did take your advice on that, though, because you...
It was overtaking the room. No, you couldn't even sit in there. Like, your knees is touching the TV screen. Why would my knees need to be touching the TV?
It is not that... Come on, Shay. It is not that big.
It is, too. Well, get your HBO Max so you can watch it. It's going to be airing on November 19th. Speaking of November 19th, the T.I.G.Z. versus battle that we were expecting to see has been changed. It's going to be Jeezy and Gucci.
Crazy. Never thought this day would come. And the backstory behind that is behind this song, actually, and because of a personal situation. Gucci allegedly killed one of Jeezy's friends way back in the day and laughed about it. And then Jeezy put a hit on Gucci's head, like an actual hit. So, you know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes, allegedly. So this will be one of the, it'll be the most interesting versus battle, in my opinion.
One of the radio stations in Atlanta does a birthday bash, and they've been trying to get those two on the same bill for over 10 years, and it has never happened. So this is definitely something that a lot of hip-hop fans have been waiting to see.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm very upset this morning. So I've been at my job for 6 months, right? And every job has this work snitch, and every job has this work boss that want to be the same. Now, I just hate the fact, you know, when we get the new people and everything, how they don't pick up the pace, how they don't want to do what needs to be done at the job, but want to be asleep and get mad when you told what to do. So, yes, I'm very mad. If you knew, you know, do your job and do what the hell needs to be done and go home.
She sound like she's been bossing people around since the schoolyard days.
I'm just a Virgo. You know, we got that in us.
Telling everybody how to do their hopscotch. Jacks.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Alrighty.
I'm bouncing. I'm the first girl to scream on the track. I switched up the beat of the drum. That's right. I brought all the boys to the yard. And that's right. I'm the one that's tattooed on his arm. I'm bouncing.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooper, got stripes like Tigger. A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up. A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up. A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Good morning, 653. Today, look for highs in the mid-60s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're clear at 43 in Overland Park.
Some Thanksgiving traditions are in jeopardy during the time of Corona, Brian. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, time-honored tradition. It's gonna happen, but without the thousands of onlookers. You can watch the event on your television. Many parts of it were pre-filmed for safety.
Oh, okay. I'm an avid watcher of that.
Are you really?
Yeah. That was when Santa Claus came out at the very end.
I'm shocked by that.
Why?
I just am.
I told you I believed until Santa Claus until I was like 14. I'm being dead ass about that, for real. It was my mama did a wonderful job as a testament to her. She made like Christmas wonderful and she hid the gifts and she...
None of your classmates told you nothing different?
I ain't talked to them like that.
I've spent a time or two at your family's Thanksgiving dinner table. This year, I'm going to have to decline, even though I haven't been invited.
Because you don't need an invitation. You got an open invitation.
The CDC says the smartest way to do Thanksgiving this year is just to stay at home, avoid travel, and only host gatherings outside if you must. They say you should only celebrate with people that you live with. No side cousins and nieces and nephews and all the extra folks. And at your home, it's a huge extended family that comes over.
I saw a video of how things spread when you're in a restaurant or when you're close to proximity to somebody eating, specifically in a dining situation. And it can spread like wildfire. So that's the best. Look, y'all, we got to sacrifice something to get rid of this thing. We got to do something.
Mayor Quentin Lucas said he's got 8 nieces and nephews, a great nephew, and folks that he'd love to see. But hold off this year on the big Thanksgiving event. Help us all get through the next few months.
I do what we got to do, Shay.
We're expecting an announcement from Mayor Lucas about the COVID-19 situation in Kansas City. We'll talk with him coming up at 7:08.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, I read an article penned by Kansas City's Mayor Quentin Lucas. He talked about coronavirus and its effect on Kansas City. He says that he's going to be sharing some additional public health guidance that is informed and backed by science. We've got Mayor Lucas on the line with us this morning.
Good morning, Mayor Lucas. How you feeling?
I'm feeling well. Good to talk to everybody. I hope you guys are doing all right, too.
We're doing very well. You're also an author. I really enjoyed the article that I read.
Thank you, and thank you for reading it. I mean, it's an important point. Every weekend, people send me pictures of different activities going on throughout our city. Some folks are at the club, and if you know who you are, they're probably actually not up listening right now. But, you know, we really need people to get serious. And that was why I wrote it, with that in mind, particularly folks who are in their 20s and 30s, where we're seeing our biggest spread. But everybody needs to understand things are going to change a little bit. You know, we're not doing the same activities this year, and that's primarily to keep people safe.
I know that you're going to be making an announcement today. I was hoping that we could possibly get a preview.
You know, I am happy to give you a little preview of it. I mean, you're going to see a reduction in the sizes of groups that can gather in Kansas City, both at public and private venues. The enforcement mechanism will be through the health department in the same way that any other threat to public health and safety is an issue. You will see reductions in both capacity issues and in hours open for restaurants and bars, as you've seen in other jurisdictions around the country. And I think you'll see a few more requirements that are really pinpointed to trying to protect public health and public safety. The goal for us is not to be Big Brother. The goal is not to try to shut things down writ large, but to try to make sure people are safer. I think these are some of the things we need to do, particularly as we come to Thanksgiving and the holiday season, to make sure that folks are safe.
United States surpassed 11 million coronavirus cases. It took just 6 days to go from 10 million to 11 million. Do you think people are taking this seriously enough, Mayor Lucas?
No, not at all. I mean, I think, I think a lot of people are kind of seeing some things change a little bit in their lives, and they've adjusted to wearing masks, which is impressive to me. But I think most people I talk to, I'll be straight up honest. I mean, people invite me to things sometimes. and be like, oh yeah, we're having this party and somebody's turning 40 this weekend or something. And I'm just like, you can't do that. The other day I was walking through my own neighborhood over here at 18th and Vine and walked by a place where, you know, folks were kind of at a dance party. And I'm like, those aren't really supposed to be happening right now. I mean, these are some of the things that where we're seeing the spread. And even if it doesn't hit you, then there are a lot of people whose parents, whose families are finding themselves in some trouble. So no, I do not think people are taking it seriously enough why in many ways we're taking this action.
When we come back with Mayor Quentin Lucas, I want to find out what your reaction was to Governor Parson relaxing guidelines for students who may have been exposed to COVID-19.
Now it's time for the Sheen.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, highs in the mid-60s today. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're clear 44 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. Actress Lisa Bonet in these streets, 53.
Mm.
Tennis player Zena Garrison is 57. She used to be one of my top players back in the day. Dwight Gooden.
Oh, yeah.
He's 56.
He was cold-blooded.
NFL player O.C. Umenyora?
Yep. That boy been out of league for almost 10 years.
Well, he's 39 today. He's still yet a celebrity. No? And Amari Stoudemire is 38 years old today.
Happy birthday to all my psycho Scorpios born on November 16th.
R&B singer Jeremiah is currently hospitalized, Brian, with COVID-19. According to TMZ, which they released this information on Saturday, they said that he's not doing well and he's actually on a ventilator in ICU.
Oh, man. That's some bad news, man.
50 Cent wrote on Saturday, quote, pray for my boy Jeremiah. He's not doing good. This COVID bleep is real. He's in ICU in Chicago.
Wear your mask, man. Wash your hands. Keep your distance. This thing is real. Seriously.
Gospel legend Fred Hammond revealed over the weekend that he too has been diagnosed with COVID-19.
Monday, went to go get tested and it was the same day test. I never got back and a lot of people were like, what you doing? What's going on? And I didn't say anything. But I just wanted to come on and say that this is day 5 of my quarantine because the test came back Monday positive for COVID. So I think the rough weekend was last weekend, but my doctor's like, she doesn't know what side I'm on. So she's keeping me very monitored and have a doctor that's with me pretty much throughout the day. And I have 3 doctors on speed dial to ask any questions I want. I'm a mask wearer, but I let it down. I let my guard down one place.
Mm. I'm praying for a quick recovery for Fred Hammond. And he has three doctors on speed dial. Imagine those who don't have that. Exactly. And that's no shade to him. But that's just the severity of the situation.
I've had people tell me, well, if the mask wearing it would be working, then the cases wouldn't be going up. You also have to remember that that's just one line of defense.
Right.
What if you touch something that have coronavirus on it, take your mask off and then touch your face?
Right.
This is why washing the hands is important. This is why the social distancing is important. It's a line of defense that we've got to put up. It just can't be one thing. It's all of it together.
Absolutely.
Boosie Badass was shot in the leg this past weekend in Dallas. It happened in the parking lot of Big T. Now, Big T is like the flea market, like where you could get fake Gucci bags,
right,
and
mm-hmm,
you know, oils if you want to get Egyptian musk or mm-hmm, you know, yeah, whatever type of oils.
Yeah, the hustler's market. Yeah.
Do we have something like that here? I've never been to a flea market since I've been here.
Nate's Swap Shop on 63rd.
I've sure never been there.
Yeah. But Shay, this is alarming. Like 3 or 4 rappers have been shot in Texas, like over the weekend or something. It's like Mo3 died. King Von died. There's something going on in our genre. We got to fix it quickly.
Most definitely. Another rapper that was shot in Texas was Benny the Butcher. He was shot. Somebody was trying to rob him of his jewelry. And
I think that speaks to the economy and the coronavirus, Shay. People are hungry. Some folks ain't working. Unfortunately, that's what some people do. Prayers up, y'all.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Last week, Governor Parson relaxed guidelines for students who may have been exposed to COVID-19. Did I get this right? They can return to school if they're asymptomatic?
that was the guidance that we got out of Jefferson City. And I mean, let me put it this way. I have great respect for everybody who goes to Jeff City, does hard work for us, but I did not think that that was the right approach for Kansas City. I don't think that's the right approach really anywhere in the state. At issue was our children losing too much time in classroom instruction. My view was, and actually there was a contention that it was also meant to say, well, if you have a mask mandate, then your kids can stay in school, all of that. So they were being too clever by half. I'm of the view that we shouldn't send bizarre messages. The message that we need to have is you are taking every protocol and step to be safe. I don't want teachers, kids' parents, the kids themselves to be at some risk of greater exposure. So that's why we released a statement almost immediately after the governor's announcement, noting that we recommended not following that advice in Kansas City. Most of our public school districts here in Kansas City have continued to follow the advice, which says that if somebody is exposed, they should quarantine for a safe period, and only after which time they should come back to the school in-person learning environment.
Mayor Lucas, you sent a tweet out that caught my attention last week, and it was a response to the Kansas City Star soon to be evacuated building making way for a possible downtown baseball stadium. You quickly shot that down and said, nah. two-part question. What is the momentum on the downtown baseball stadium, and why is that building already being evacuated when it was just built, you know, 15 years ago?
I know. Talk about media changes. You know, the Kansas City Star and print media, they've got work to do. And you know, it is a huge printing press in there. That is an impressive building. You can do a whole bunch of things with it. It is not big enough for a baseball stadium. That was one of the crazier ideas I've seen. It's a big building, but it's in no way built wide enough for a baseball team. Momentum on a downtown baseball stadium. There continue to be spots that have been identified. I just need Brian B. Shining to find the money. I mean, and I know you're a hustler, so maybe DJ a few more gigs once we through COVID, and we'll be in the right spot. But no, I mean, money's going to be the challenge. There are some good parcels of land in downtown Kansas City that I think will be available for it. I'm just not going to make it so the taxpayers like Brian and Shay have to pay even higher taxes for something like that. We need to find more creative ways to do it.
Mayor Lucas, when we talk to folks about COVID-19, we tend to hear a few responses. Fatigue is real. Some still doubt the seriousness of COVID, and some feel it should be their choice whether or not to protect themselves. Can you speak to the fatigue, doubt, and personal choice folks when it relates to COVID-19?
So in case y'all wonder what I do with every one of my weekends, I was on calls almost all weekend with regional leaders, health officials, and others, talking about COVID-19 and COVID-19 fatigue. I understand where people are coming from. It's why we don't issue a new order every 10 days, even though in some ways maybe we should. We try to make sure we're clear. We try to make sure we're as persuasive and impactful as we can be. But, you know, the lesson I have is this. I have a friend in Kansas City. Her name's Heather. I won't give her last name because she'll get mad at me. Grew up East Kansas City, graduated from, I think, Northeast High School. And she was saying, for example, that, you know, her parents were taking care of, her mother's probably 60. Her mother was helping take care of a relative. Fell sick with COVID-19. Is still dealing with issues relating to it from that. So it doesn't look like she's going to pass on, but it looks like she's going to have a world of challenges. This is happening in story after story in Kansas City every day. Not to mention that we're losing 10 more people in Kansas City, Missouri alone every week. Now that number is increasing. So the deaths that we're seeing, the illnesses that we're seeing, the ailments and the spread is why I take it seriously. You know, I can't just kind of say, well, you know, I'll have to give y'all this. You know, I have a bunch of haters, as y'all know, who try to recall me every few weeks. And by the way, their second recall ever failed. They continue not to be able to get what seemed like many signatures at all. But usually they will call me and say, Lucas, this city had more murders than COVID-19 cases as of July. And then that number just surpassed it, you know, some months ago. And now we're 100 more COVID deaths than we have homicides. We'll probably end up with double. And then at a certain point, it'll be triple. And right, and then you just see that ballooning. So the question is, where do you stop? And when do you start to care? And I think the reason that people need to care is because people are really getting sick, because this really matters, because this really can make a difference. That's why we're doing all of this, and that's why you need to actually stay informed and engaged.
Mayor Lucas, I'm going to leave you with this. We're at a critical point with our healthcare facilities, with our hospitals. We had to fly nurses in from other cities. What words of encouragement do you have to our people that's working on the front line this morning?
You know, let me start negative, then I'll go positive. I mean, Brian, you've been here for a long time. Shay, I know you have been too. But, you know, y'all, and God bless the good people from New Orleans who are here for us right now. But when New Orleans was sending people up to save us, that's telling you something. And it's telling you that this is a moment of crisis. That is a market that has a world of challenges in its own right, and they're sending nurses to us. So take that seriously. Take that, particularly for any of you who are living around research, medical center, all of that, where they send a bunch of nurses to come up. Kind of on the positive point, you know, I think the nurses, the healthcare workers, everybody who's on staff at our hospitals and other care facilities needs to understand that there are a lot of us out there who are trying to make a difference, who are changing what we're doing. We're not doing our big late Thanksgiving. We're not planning to do Christmas the same way. And maybe some of us even are holding off on our two-step show until a little later this year. I mean, that's the sort of thing that we need to be able to do to make sure that we're limiting the spread. And so I would just tell to our healthcare workers, we hear you, we care, and a lot more people than you would think are actually listening to the medical advice that's keeping people safe.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas, for giving this information to us. Friday starts the beginning of Raider Hater Week, and we'll be talking to you again next week.
All right, you take care of yourselves, everybody.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I usually wait until after Thanksgiving, but this year, I'm going ahead and jump in, put my Christmas decorations up.
Really?
Yeah. I need a little Christmas cheer in my life.
All right, I can see that.
You believed in Santa Claus until you were 14.
I did. Thanks to my mama.
This one's for you. Seeing Santa Claus this year is going to be different. You can pay to chat with him online through various services.
Good Lord.
But if you hope to see him in person at the mall, they've got some new guidelines. Got to have that mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Socially distancing from Santa. So I saw a picture of you on Santa's lap as a young man.
Here you go.
So you wouldn't be able to get on his lap this year, Brian.
Any weight requirements?
Oh, God.
That's a special time for kids, man. And, you know, we got to do what we got to do. The good thing is you won't need to put no date on the back of the Christmas cards, because we'll see you with a mask on, so we'll know what year it is.
We'll want to, for parents who are doing like your mom did, keeping the Santa Claus lie alive. Did I say lie alive?
You did. Oh, God. Rewind.
You can send letters to Santa.
There we go.
To 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888.
That's a trap house up there in the North Pole.
Oh, Lord.
They make it more than candy cane, Shay.
Oh, Lord. Why you have this sully Christmas?
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, highs in the mid-60s today. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're sunny at 45 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Friday night, I spent my evening in front of the television watching David E. Talbert's musical Jingle Jangle. Absolutely loved it. Thank you. Hats off to you for paying the Netflix bill so I could watch it.
You're welcome.
It's an absolutely beautiful musical. You probably won't like it because you don't like musicals, but I enjoyed it thoroughly. It took me back to being a child. It was fantastical and it was magic in it. All the characters, for the most part, were black characters. It looked aesthetically beautiful. The singing was off the hook. I didn't even know that Anina Noni Rose could sing.
I've got a heart that needs to mend, and I don't know how this story ends. Oh, can we make it work again? I know it won't be easy,
but I'm gonna tighten every screw, turn every gear.
I hope this time you'll see me
working on this formula for years. Wonder if this time it could be real. I'm gonna make it work again, try to fix every part that's broke.
So that's Forest Whitaker singing.
What?
Yep.
What? Hold on.
Wonder if this time it could be real. I'm gonna make
She a triple threat out here in these streets. It ain't nothing Forest Whitaker can't do, period.
He got a Tony?
I think he got everything. If he doesn't, he needs it. I really enjoyed this. I watched it another time after that on Saturday just because it was just that beautiful to me, Brian.
You are just in the Christmas spirit.
This is my favorite holiday.
For real. Look
it really is.
Make my wish come true.
There you go.
Anyway, David E. Tabor said that he made this, he started writing this, he wanted to put it out as a play 22 years ago, but he couldn't get the financing for it.
Oh.
And then, like, some of the character development he couldn't get right until he had his son, who has been able to help him with looking at things from the eyes of a child. So,
oh, you gotta love that.
Yeah. It's a family thing.
Yeah.
It's a family thing. Anyway, on an episode of Drink Champs, producer Hitmaker, also known as Young Bird, opened up about hanging out with Ray J and Whitney Houston one night.
Oh boy.
In Atlanta.
Oh boy.
Damn. So he said that he walked in on Whitney getting naked in Ray J's room. Damn. And she said she yelled out, "Get out of here, Young Bird."
I know she didn't. She don't know him by name.
Why wouldn't they in the music business?
You think Whitney Houston knows Young Berg by his name?
Yeah.
Nah.
She was trying to stay current. She was rocking with Ray J at the time.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Get out of here, Young Berg!
Did I ever play you Ray J song, Boyfriend? With it's like a diss record to Bobby Brown.
Oh yeah, I remember.
I played you
that.
Oh yeah, man, yeah, Ray J was wilding, dog. I can't believe that.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's Marina.
All right, let's see what you got.
Out to all the places he would not, and some he never knew would get you hot. Nothing is forbidden when we touch.
Baby, I wanna do.
Hell no!
All of the things you never do.
What?
I do this
what?
For
and
you.
You got to be kidding me.
Did I win?
Reluctantly, you did. You qualified yourself to get a 1K payday, all right?
What station's live, local, and lit?
I won all three jams, and I'm going to get the slam and zing.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get it back.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.